Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Audio Journal. My name is Jason Sism. If you don't know who I am, or you've never listened to this podcast, well, really, there's only two episodes prior to this, but beside the point, I just wanted to open up and just ask you this question. It was something that was on my mind. What do you do when opportunities present themselves to you? Do you just take the opportunities and run with it? Or do you let them slip by, slip it through your fingers, and you don't do anything with those opportunities? You see, God has given us moments in our life where we have a choice to make. Do we continue forward down the path that we're on? Or do we abandon course, or alter course is probably a softer way to say it. Do we alter our course, and do we take these new opportunities that God is giving us? And you can probably tell I'm actually in the car driving. I just wanted to hit the record button here real quick. But here's the deal. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. That's what the Bible says. If you don't believe in the Bible, well, take it as a nice affirmation. Our steps are ordered. And it doesn't matter really what you go through in life, there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. There's always hope. There's always something that you can grasp onto to look forward to. And oftentimes what we have to do is we have to look to the horizon and we say, it doesn't matter what I'm going through right now, I'm going to continue to look and focus my eyes, focus my thoughts, focus my actions and attention to that horizon. And then you start walking forward. That's what it's about. It's always about seeing opportunities as they arise. So, a quick story. I had an individual walk into the church on Thursday of last week. So, that would have been on the 17th of March, 2022. And he walked in hopeless. I was on my way out the door. I had my coat on, my briefcase in my arms. But I set everything down and I said, hey, let's talk. And this guy had been through the ringer. He'd broken nearly every bone in his body. He'd been in a coma. He had died a couple of times or had a near-death experience, I should say. Saw the devil once, saw God a couple times. Saw the Lord's angels. And he goes, I'm looking for faith. I'm looking for hope. I'm looking for something. And I had a choice to make in that moment. I could either just, you know, say, you know, hey, why don't you come back on Sunday? It'd be great, you know, to have you. Or I could seize the opportunity and actually have a conversation with him and offer him some hope, some life. And that's what I did. I had a wonderful conversation. We talked for about 40 to 45 minutes that evening. And yeah, I was late getting home that evening, but in all regards, I was ministering to somebody. I was taking the time to help somebody find just a little bit of hope. And as content creators, that's what it's about. It's about offering hope to individuals through our writing and seizing those moments, seizing those opportunities, and using those opportunities as moments of growth within ourselves. And oftentimes I will find myself approaching these crossroads in life and having to make a choice. Do I go to the left or do I go to the right? Or do I continue down the bumpy straight road? And sometimes going down the bumpy straight road is not the best course of action. And so what we have to do is we have to weigh the pros and cons. So ask yourself the question, is the opportunity that's presenting itself to me, is this better than the course that I'm already on? Or is this going to be a worse option? And you got to weigh those. You got to think about those. You got to talk it over with your significant other or your family members, you know, whoever, you know, or whoever you have that's trusted in your life that you can talk about these opportunities with. And when we seize these moments, we have to either choose one path or the other. You can't just stay stuck at the crossroads of life. You see, the crossroads of life are moments of change, moments of clarity, moments of what is it that I'm going to do next? What is it that God has for me next? And if these are things that you've been thinking about, and these are things that you're considering in your own life, you know, have a moment and talk with somebody and say, what should I do? Not that they're going to give you permission to do one thing or the other, but they're going to help you gain a little bit of clarity, ask you some questions. And that's what it's about. You know, I go to individuals when I'm at a crossroads in life where I feel like I need to make a shift or a change. There's individuals that I trust in my life that I go to, my wife being one of them, other pastor friends of mine. I call them up and I say, you know, hey, this is what's going on in my life right now. Can you help me? You know, can you offer me some clarity? And oftentimes I already know the direction I need to go in. I just need somebody to bounce some stuff off of, get it off of my chest, and gain a little bit of clarity, because they may have a perspective that I'm not thinking about. So take that for what it's worth. This is a really, really, really short episode. But it was something I was thinking about after this guy walked in. It was an opportunity that presented itself. And I got thinking about these little opportunities, these little moments in life. What is it that we're going to do with those moments? Are we going to let them pass us by? Are we going to stay at the crossroads and not make a change? Or are we going to choose to make a change and choose to better our lives by making a decision to take the opportunities that present themselves when they do present themselves? Because I guarantee you, if you do that, your life is going to be richer, fuller, and more exciting, because you're going to look back and you'll say, wow, look how far God has brought me. So take that for what it's worth. Remember this, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. I would love to have a conversation with you. If you are at a crossroads in your life and you want some clarity, I would love to give you some clarity, help you gain the high ground perspective of what life is offering you right now. So here's what I want you to do. Go to my website, jbsism or jasonsism.com. jbsism.com, jasonsism.com. Takes you to the same place. And then I want you to click the Work With Me tab and then go to the one-on-one coaching, fill out the form, and I would love to have a conversation with you, because I believe your best days are ahead. The light is at the end of the tunnel, and I guarantee you that I can help you gain a little bit of clarity into the next moments of life that you have, that God is presenting to you, these opportunities that are going to help change, shape, and shift your life. So go to my website, jasonsism.com, click Work With Me, fill out the one-on-one coaching form, and we'll have a conversation, because I would love to see if you'd be a good fit for my coaching program or even a mastermind. And let's gain some clarity in your life today. God bless. That's what I'm thinking about. Have a good one. Bye-bye for now.